I wish we would have recorded the conversation during the break, but we'll cover that another time, the bullet train. My guest, Dan Walters, syndicated columnist. You could find him at calmatters.org. February 12th, he wrote a piece how a 1995 California court ruling that restored immigrant rights could backfire in 2025. You mentioned going back in the 1990s, Proposition 187, and then a judge. Basically, it's amazing how one judge can overturn an election. What does this headline mean?
Well, in 1994, the voters of California passed 187, which put a lot of restrictions on what could be services to undocumented immigrants, and also basically empowered the police to identify undocumented immigrants and, you know, rat them out to the feds. So a judge, a federal judge, ruled that the state couldn't do that because the federal government has absolute power over immigration and the state cannot come in with its own immigration program. So now we have Trump in, and he has sued New York and Chicago, Illinois and New York, saying that their laws to protect undocumented immigrants, their sanctuary laws, are illegal because the federal government has absolute control of immigration, and no state can interfere with that. And so everybody knows they're going to come after California on the same basis eventually. And that's the question. If the state of California was illegally interfering with federal primacy on immigration back in 1994 by writing its own rules, it would appear, and the Trump administration says it would appear that that makes California and other states' laws protecting undocumented immigrants to be as well unconstitutional because the federal government has absolute control of immigration policy. And that's the cause. So if it was good for the goose, well, it could also be good for the gander. And clearly those in Washington and the new administration believe it will be, and believe that the idea of the feds having total discretion on immigration policy that cannot be interfered with by state or local governments could doom all of these sanctuary laws in California and Illinois and New York and any other state. And that's the subject of that column.
Right, because the feds are in charge of immigration and enforcement. Were you surprised? 1994, California passed Proposition 187, which essentially would have assisted federal immigration law to...
Yes.
But yet a federal judge says, oh, you can't help us, even though it wasn't going the opposite way, as you said, today, sanctuary yeah. cities and states. How did that judge?
He simply said that the federal government has total control of immigration policy, and no state can interfere with that, even if it wants to help the federal government identify undocumented immigrants and get rid of them. You can't do that because you are writing your own immigration policy, and you can't do that because the feds control that. So it sets up this whole thing over the thing. It would seem that if that was true in 1995 when that court decision came down, then it would also be true in 2025 for the opposite situation of trying to essentially interfere with federal immigration law enforcement. And that's the argument in these lawsuits that have been filed in Illinois and New York and will undoubtedly be filed someday in California. Now, there's another quirk of this thing is that the state's main sanctuary law, which is Senate Bill 54, signed by Jerry Brown, basically says that California police cannot help the immigration authorities identify and deport undocumented immigrants. Now, that law has been tested before in the federal courts and found to be valid on that basis. But whether it will stand up under this new regime and it remains to be seen. By the way, that federal judge's decision in 95 saying the state couldn't do these things was never appealed, because that law was sponsored by Pete Wilson, who was governor at the time. When Gray Davis became governor in 1999, he basically dumped it and would not appeal that ruling. In other words, he let that law, Proposition 187, die by not appealing the ruling to the appellate courts and on up to the Supreme Court. So it's a kind of a complicated legal morass. But it's entirely possible that when that judge said California can't help the Fed, he may have also been saying, hey, not only that, you can't stop the Feds or hurt or interfere with the Feds in enforcement of immigration laws.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I read in your, looking at your column, and I see where you mentioned what you just said, that when the Democrat Gray Davis succeeded Wilson, he abandoned the appeal of that ruling. And ironically, that ruling could end up supporting the current administration's desire to enforce national immigration laws.
And that's certainly the tack that the Trump administration is taking. You guys can't do this because the Feds have absolute control of immigration policy, and you cannot write your own immigration policy to thwart that.
It's, I assume this is their, the Feds are, is this in the Constitution? Is this an amendment? Was it in the original Constitution? Is it federal?
Well, it's, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I don't think there's necessarily any direct mention in the Constitution. There may be. But certainly, until very recently, until the last decade or couple of decades, it was assumed that the Feds had total control of immigration policy, and you couldn't do anything about it.
Well, it's like you say, it remains to be seen. But, you know, it's not too late for you to go to law school.
No, I'd have to graduate from high school first.
Wait a second. Are we revealing something on the air here that I did not know?
Well, you may not have known it, but it's not a secret. I never graduated from high school. I lack one required class to graduate from high school.
And
the class that I didn't, civics, is the class I never took.
Well, that's pretty ironic, since that's become your career, isn't it?
It's very ironic, but it's kind of funny as well.
So you just stood on principle and refuse to, well, you can get your GED.
Oh, yeah. Why? What's the point? This thing, I'm 81 years old. What would be the point of doing that?
Well, you know, you could write a column about it. It would be kind of funny.
It would be funny. I actually kind of toyed with going back to high school once, a few years after I dropped out. But when I looked into it and I saw all those kids on the campus, I said, I don't want to do this. You know,
this sounds like
I'm way beyond that point. You
know? Wasn't there a movie with Rodney Dangerfield called Back to School?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was something like that.
We could do this. We'll get a film crew and we'll get you back to a local high school to just take.
One of the reasons I quit high school is I got thrown out of one high school. I kind of got soured on the whole high school experience.
Well, listen, we're out of time, and I'm not sure if we ever discussed your parents, because last time you were on, it was my parents' wedding anniversary, November 4th, and you had a long story, but we don't have time, but we'll have to tell that next time about how your parents got remarried and you had all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My guest has been Dan Walters, syndicated columnist. Find him at calmatters.org. Dan Walters, great. Great interview. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. We'll see you
bye
again.
Bye.
Okay. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.